This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A Denver judge has ruled that Colorado is violating its own constitution by forcing people in prison to work in a class action case against the Colorado Department of Corrections and Governor Jared Polis. Judge Sarah Wallace found the state used threats of segregation and isolation to pressure inmates who refuse jobs. Voters banned involuntary servitude without exception in 2018 with a constitutional amendment. Now, the judge says prison policies have continued to coerce labor despite that change. The governor's office has not commented, citing ongoing litigation. Before last year's fire season began, there were signs that it could be a very active one. But according to the new federal report on the 2025 season, just 5 million acres ended up burning, well below the 10-year average. It was extraordinary in other ways, though. More than 18,000 structures, mostly in the Los Angeles fires, were destroyed last year, the most since 2018. Now, with the region wide snow drought, meteorologist Jim Wallman says there's cause for concern.
As bad as things are, things can change based on what happens over the next few months in the spring, similar to what we learned last year.
But even with what he called a miracle March, Wallman says it will be difficult to get back to a normal snowpack. Meanwhile, the University of Colorado rolling out a new AI service for students, faculty, and staff. CU has signed an agreement with OpenAI to provide a service called ChatGPT EDU. It's designed for universities and is supposed to provide more security when using tools like tasks for writing. This is CPR News.